Well, you're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, and man, do we have an up-to-the-minute report for you. Today, the city of Mosul in Iraq has been liberated, but what does it mean, and what's the real picture there? Coming up now.
Kevin McCullough, and here we go.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Obliterating confusion.
Amplifying truth.
And pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
Breaking news as it happens, what it means, why it matters. That's why we do the Kevin McCullough Radio. And we're glad to welcome back John Eibner today, who has just returned from the city that has now been liberated by the Iraqi army, led with some American advisors. But what's the real story there? We dig into that now with John Eibner from Christian Solidarity.
Binge thinking.
Kevin McCullough.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog
has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
He is playing the role.
As well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
You've heard me in recent days talk a lot more about stopping the genocide and making sure we don't provide arms for terrorists, and we've even helped free slaves through our friends at Christian Solidarity International. In addition to that opportunity to get together and talk about how we can help free the literally enslaved peoples of South Sudan by Northern Sudanese, there's a lot of other fronts that they are fully immersed in and involved in trying to help in every way that they can. And it's really on those three fronts, trying to stop the genocide, trying to talk to Western governments about not arming terrorists, specifically the American government, and then, of course, freeing slaves that have been human trafficked in different places. John Eibner is the president of Christian Solidarity International. And the last time we spoke to him, he was on his way to Iraq. He was actually headed to the city of Mosul. But as of today, they are saying the Iraqi army and the American advisors that are there are saying that the Islamic State has been run out. Their last strongholds have been taken down, and that it is a wreck of a city. The infrastructure is just completely bombed out. That it is a free city today. And what lies next for this region? That's why I've invited John Eibner to join us today. John, it's good to hear your voice and good to have you back.
Great to be back with you, and thanks so much for all you're doing on behalf of the persecuted around the world, Kevin.
We appreciate it.
Greatly appreciated.
Well, we're grateful for your efforts. Let's talk about today's news first. It's going to be celebrated, at least in some circles, as a big liberation. It is good to see ISIS kind of lose its Iraqi capital, if that's what Mosul was. But what is the what's going to come in the vacuum behind the exit of the Islamic State?
Well, you used the right word, Kevin. There's a vacuum of power in Mosul now that's filled only by the Iraqi army, which is a Shiite army. Many of your listeners will know that Mosul is the Sunni stronghold, and there's this sectarian conflict between Shiites and Sunnis. So there's a political vacuum, and it's great that the Islamic State is defeated, being pushed back. But now the big question is, what fills that vacuum? And there are many armed forces. Some of them are jihadists. Some of them are Shiites. Some are Kurdish. This is all disputed area. And these militias and armies are jockeying for power. And the big question is, who will fill that vacuum? Will those that fill that vacuum be very much different in their attitudes towards Christians and human rights than the Islamic State? And how will they have to go about filling that vacuum? Will there be more fighting? Because if the war continues in one way or another, the Christians simply will not be able to live in the region, even if they are not special targets. They cannot withstand more years of fighting in their
crossfire
in towns. That's right.
Right. Well, let's talk about that for a second. You went to Mosul just a couple of weeks ago. Why were you going? What did you see, and what were your observations?
Well, I went there for two reasons. One is to see what was going on. I had been to Mosul a number of times before the Islamic State took over, so I wanted to see as a part of my normal fact-finding. But then we also distributed food parcels to People there were mainly Sunni Muslims who had lived there throughout the Islamic State occupation and were in a terrible condition. They were, of course, without water, without electricity, but they had been traumatized by months of aerial bombardment and as part of the attempt to reconquer Islamic State. They were traumatized by the increasingly strict and barbaric rule that they were subjected to by the Islamic State. And so people were in really desperate needs, and it was clear to us that the international community had not really been able to come into Mosul in full force and provide even the basics. So you just wouldn't believe how grateful people were to have a little food parcel that, you know, cost maybe $40 altogether with some basic food items.
We're speaking with John Eibner from Christian Solidarity International. When you show up with this food, obviously it is meeting a physical need for them. But you're describing a circumstance by which if you have all these militias and well, first of all, let's talk about the immediate aftermath. Does the Iraqi army come up and kind of just for sake of security set up just kind of a temporary, you know, total absolute control kind of situation? How has the Iraqi government suggested that they will return governance and livability to Mosul? Because if you look at the pictures, it seems uninhabitable, at least from what most of being shown on television.
Mm-hmm. Of course, well, much of the city is destroyed. Some parts are not. Some parts are damaged, not destroyed. But it's a terrible mess. And the only way that the city can be controlled now is through military rule. So that's what you have, a military occupation by the and it's the Iraqi army. Now, the Iraqi army is mainly Shiite, it's the Iraqi government is mainly Shiite. The people in Mosul are mainly Sunnis. So you have a military government there now, and you have what one would unfortunately expect. You have extrajudicial executions of people who are allegedly, you know, who are allegedly collaborating with the Islamic State. Probably many of them were. But it's inevitable in this kind of situation that many of them probably didn't collaborate, or at least their friends and neighbors didn't think that they deserved to die by being shot in the head and having their bodies dumped someplace. So already the seeds of a new conflict are arising because the population in Mosul will feel that now they have a new occupier, a new alien force that is ruling them, and they will tolerate it for some time. But unless a political solution there is found, the resentment will grow and grow and grow, and you will have again fertile ground for new extremist forces.
What do you? What arise. Do you? If you had your wish list, what would you suggest? The global community does in, as it pertains to Mosul specifically in terms of trying to establish something that would ease the tensions that you're bringing up?
Well, the only thing that can ease the tensions, tension would be some kind of strong, efficient government. But that may not even be enough because the problems in this part of the world, and we have a hard time understanding them, they're not primarily about grievances. We live in a political culture that revolves around grievances, demands, and those grievances being somehow addressed. In this case, all of these powers, the Sunnis, the Shiites, the Kurds, they are driven largely by some kind of imperial notion of restoring their rule, reconquering new territory. And even good governance is not enough to eliminate these dreams that drive conflict. So good governance is really important. I don't know how they can do it, but security, good governance is important. But that may not actually solve the problem because there are enough people in Mosul, for example, who are not driven by the fact that there have been some injustices. For them, the big injustice is that they're no longer ruling Iraq.
very, very difficult to plot out, and yet it's the existence that will take place next. And this is, friend, the story that you won't hear on the news channels today is what's going to be the real picture that's left behind. We rejoice in the defeat of the Islamic State, but a lot more problems that still yet need to be addressed. And that's one of the reasons why I personally love the work of Christian Solidarity International. My wife and I have been huge fans of theirs for years. And if you would like more information about what you could do to lend your voice to their efforts, you can always go to their website, csi-usa.org. You can also dial them up at 888-676-5700, 888-676-5700. They have three goals: stopping the genocide, stopping the arming of terrorists, and freeing the slaves. And we'll talk about some of that stuff when we come back. It's Kevin McCullough Live.
It's no surprise that pastors trust and constantly recommend Dan Buttafuoco's office to personal injury victims.
Pastor Larry, a really wonderful human being, has a really great church, and his main focus is feeding the homeless. Pastor Larry was walking from the church one day, and he was in the crosswalk when he was hit by a school bus, very badly injured. The school bus driver claimed he was only doing 3 miles an hour, but we knew from the fact that the Freightliner logo was imprinted on his arm that that could not possibly be the case. So we were able to prove that the bus was going much faster. The case settled for close to $5 million after the initial offer was $200,000.
What makes Buttafuoco & Associates different is they serve their clients beyond the case. They help accident victims rebuild their lives. For a free evaluation of your case, call 1-800-NOW-HURT. 1-800-669-4878. That's 1-800-669-4878.
Prior results do not guarantee a similar outcome.
You are about to hear from Dr. Douglas Howard.
After 20 years and tens of thousands of success stories, Balance of Nature is still the only pure whole food supplement available. Balance of Nature has served more than 500 million servings of fruits and vegetables. Don't accept imitations, copies, or substitutions. Our success stories are unique to Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies. You'll know you have the real thing when you open the bottles and see, smell, and taste real produce.
It is worth every penny I pay because it really have made such a difference in my life. It is making me feel a whole lot better.
Even my doctor thought it was a good product.
Take Dr. Howard's health challenge and find out how to get 2 free sets of fruits and veggies. We'll even ship them to you for free. Call now for details.
Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com.
Use promo code THEMISSION.
If you or someone you know is thinking about getting married, there's really only one jeweler that I want you to consider: Lord's Diamonds and my good friend Anu, the proprietor. And she's got a special relationship with my listeners spanning many years because of her honesty, integrity, and most of all, her care about making her clients get the ring of their dreams. Listen, if you were married years ago and couldn't really afford the ring of your dreams, maybe the time is right to get that special love, the ring she's always dreamt of now. So talk to Anu. I bought my lovely bride a custom design piece from Anu a few years back, and let me tell you, I wouldn't go anywhere else nor speak to anyone else. Not only did Lord's work within my budget and give me great ideas, but the follow-up and the caring are unmatched anywhere. Call to set up an appointment with Anu today, 212-789-8500. That's Lord's Diamonds, 212-789-8500, or online at lordsdiamonds.com. AM 570 The Mission wants you to tell us why your spouse deserves to win a beautiful blue sapphire and diamond anniversary ring worth $3,000 from Lord's Diamonds. The drawing will be held July 28th on Kevin McCullough Radio. Call 800-345-WMCA to enter now or by going to am570themission.com.
Hi, this is Amy Keith with FlipCheapHouses.com. Our company specializes in teaching beginners how to invest in real estate with little to no financial risk. Are you determined to succeed and have at least $10,000 for startup fees and want to work one-on-one with a professional real estate investor for 12 months? Are you motivated and have at least $10,000 for startup fees and want to start a business now? With our help, in as little as 2 weeks, you can start putting deals together, flipping cheap houses. Are you ambitious and have at least $10,000 for startup fees and want to get a side business started for additional income? If you can give us 10 hours a week, we can show you how to flip cheap houses. If you are a beginner and want to learn how to flip cheap houses, then help me help you. Go to our website at help2017.com and watch our free webinar. That's HELP2017.com to watch our free webinar. HELP2017.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. How would you like to lose 20 to 40 plus pounds and be in swimsuit shape in time for the summer? Friends, you could do that if you got started right now. And there is no better place to do it than my friends at the Bay Ridge Holistic Healthcare Center. I'm talking about Dr. Kerry Skorsky, the same man who helped me lose almost 30 pounds nearly 3 years ago. And I've been able to keep it off. Friends, you eat whole food the whole time. You're actually helping your body reset its own metabolism. And it helps balance your hormones and brings your blood sugars into alignment. You're going to get healthy in this program as much as you're going to lose the weight. And you're going to feel better about yourself as you do it. Not only that, people will notice. I'm telling you, in the first week alone, 9 to 10, 11 pounds. I've heard from so many people that have lost sometimes even more than that. So here's what you need to do to get started. Call Bay Ridge Holistic Healthcare, 844-THE-DIET. That's 844-THE-DIET. Or go to a new you in 40days.com. That's 844-THE-DIET, 844-THE-DIET, or a new you in 40days.com.
This segment of Kevin McCullough Radio is brought to you by MyPillow. Up to 50% off on MyPillow.com. Promo code WMCA.
Breaking news as it happens. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio.
It's the top international news story of the day. The city of Mosul has been liberated. In the last segment, we talked much about what that still means to the area, and there's no easy answer to it. The chairman of Christian Solidarity International is my guest, Dr. John Eibner, who has just returned from Mosul, by the way. Dr. Eibner, there's another set of problems that are contributing to some of what we are facing in this area, and you've written about this at the website, csi-usa.org, csi-usa.org. There is some understanding that the previous administration, and to my knowledge, the current administration has not yet suspended these practices. But they're new in office. We need to ask them to consider this and to ending it. But there's a new expose of how our administration in the U.S. has actually armed the jihadi terrorists in Syria. That seems like a big, harsh headline, but it's true. And I want to ask you to walk us through exactly how that is happening.
Okay, well, it is sadly true. What happened was you had the Arab Spring uprisings, instability in the region, dictators falling. And the one dictator that didn't fall was Assad.
Mm-hmm.
And President Obama declared that it was somehow in the U.S. National interest to overthrow him. So there were various things that we did short of sending in our own troops to overthrow the Assad regime, economic sanctions, other forms of pressure, diplomatic isolation. But in the absence of American boots on the ground, Washington had to find other boots on the ground, people who were willing to fight. And it was the jihadists. And so the United States and its Islamist allies, Saudi Arabia, anti-Christian country, Qatar, anti-Christian country, Turkey, anti-Christian Islamist country, these allies were financing, fueling, supporting jihadists to fight against the Assad regime in Syria.
And this stems from the Shia-Sunni divide that exists in modern-day Islam.
That is the background to it, that the Assad regime is aligned with they're actually not really Muslims. Assad is called Alawite, one of the religious minorities, and that is why they ally themselves actually with Christians and other minorities and non-religious, the secular, peaceful, non-jihadist Muslims. These are the people that support the Assad regime against the jihadists, people that want to impose Sharia law.
Hasn't Assad been photographed attending mosque on Friday, though? I mean, it seems I remember coverage of him going to mosque and praying.
Absolutely, and his wife is a Sunni, but this is a very interesting and rather obscure subject, but he's an Alawite. These Alawites were regarded as non-Muslims for centuries. They were persecuted even worse than the Christians and Jews. They had no rights, they could be killed, enslaved, and so in order to survive, they have had to pretend that they are Muslims. They have to do things that give the impression that they are Muslim, but their worship, their belief system has nothing. It has almost nothing to do with Islam. And so they have put on a show, in a way, and pretended to be Muslim in order to avoid persecution. And politically, Assad has to do this to, and they did it for decades, to try to gain the acceptance of other Arab Muslim countries. But their belief system is, you would not recognize it as Islam. If you go, they don't have, traditionally, they don't have their own mosques. They have little shrines. You would not recognize it. They claim sometimes that they are Shiites, and the Shiites in Iran have a relationship with them. But you'll never find a Shiite Ayatollah from Iran who's visiting Syria go to an Alawite shrine to lead prayers.
Gotcha.
You get the picture. It's a survival technique or method that many of the religious minorities that didn't have the little protection that Christians and Jews had used to survive. It's called taqiyya in Arabic. You deceive the outsider by pretending that you are what you are not.
Gotcha. We're talking with Dr. John Eibner from Christian Solidarity, and the expose that they have posted at Christian Solidarity's website, csi-usa.org, deals with the fact that we have, that the U.S. has actually helped fund arms for terrorists, and you cite Gareth Porter, and you quote extensively from some of his writing. When he did the expose on June 22nd, how America armed terrorists in Syria. And you actually quote a passage that he says in which he quotes the president from his trip to Riyadh last month, where he told representatives in Muslim-majority countries that the funding and arming of terrorists has to end. We have to practice that, of course, first here. The Obama administration actually did send arms to those that would carry out jihad.
Yes, they did. Others did. You see, the Washington views the jihadists there in two camps. There are those that are waging jihad against us, and those who are prepared to wage jihad against our enemies. So they identified jihadist groups that they believe will follow the instructions of Washington and Saudi Arabia, Turkey, etc.
Dr. Eibner, we're out of time, but what I want people to do is go to the website and read this in its totality, because it's on the csi-usa.org website, and then get involved. Kevin McCullough Radio. Dr. Eibner, thanks for being with us. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard me in the past talk about what potentially could be the seizure of your invested monies. Money that you have in a 401k, for example, or in stock holdings. If you have some sort of diversified portfolio that you don't hold in possession yourself. Friends, not a lot of people know this, but there are aspects of the Dodd-Frank Act that allow the government, under certain circumstances, to seize all the money in your account to use for their purposes. What are one of the only things that are excluded from that seizure? Precious metals that you own yourself and hold without tax penalty.
If you would like to know how you could avoid government seizure, even in a financial crisis, call my friends at Landmark Capital right now. They've written the definitive white paper on what this is and how to prevent and how to protect yourself in the process. 844-604-2575. That's 844-604-2575. 844-604-2575 or online at landmarkgold.com.
Suffering from back pain? The Brooklyn Spine Center is here to help. Listen to Dr. Robert Zaloom, cardiologist, Lutheran Medical Center.
My story actually goes back 20 years. I remember one incident lifting a box of heavy books and something snapped in my back. I was in so much pain and almost desperate. I said, I got to try something. So I came here. They took me right away. And the first day I had a treatment, and I couldn't believe in just one session, I already had 50% relief of my pain. In 3 weeks, I was pain-free. It was, for me, a miracle.
Hi, I'm Dr. Keller, director of the Brooklyn Spine Center. Through non-surgical spinal decompression, we have been able to give our patients their lives back and offer them an alternative to painful injections or risky surgery. Please call us. If we can help you, we will tell you, and if we can't help you, we will tell you that too.
Say hello to the Brooklyn Spine Center and goodbye to pain. Call 718-475-9438 or brooklynspinecenter.com. That's brooklynspinecenter.com.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-725-1616 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-725-1616. That's 800-725-1616. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Hi, Kevin McCullough here. My good friend Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, loves the listeners of AM 570 The Mission. And he's making an incredible offer exclusively for you that's up to 50% off everything on the MyPillow website. This offer includes Mike's 4-pack special, premium pillows, luxury Giza sheets, mattress toppers, roll-and-go pillows, and even pet beds. You'll not see or hear this offer anywhere else. So if you're looking for a great gift for graduates, newly married couples, a new pet, or you just want to give someone the gift of a good night's sleep, call MyPillow, 800-506-2641. Make sure you use the promo code WMCA. Every item from MyPillow has a money-back guarantee and includes free shipping on all orders over $100. That's 800-506-2641, promo code WMCA. Or go to MyPillow.com, but make sure you use the promo code WMCA. That's 800-506-2641, promo code WMCA.
For a free evaluation of your case, call the law offices of Dan Buttafuoco and Associates. Call 1-800-NOW-HURT. 1-800-NOW-HURT.
What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
So glad you're with us, and it's a busy Monday. Congress is back in session after their little July 4th holiday break, and you've got a lot of things going to be addressed. Health care, where's that going? Is tax reform going to happen? Is the economy going to stall? And in the midst of this, you've got James Comey and everything else. And what does Shep Smith open his show with at the top of the hour? Russia. just want to, I don't know. Feel like putting a pencil through my kneecap or something. It's just that frustrating. Anyway, it's time to talk about money. We're going to do it a little bit early today because David Fisher had some time, and I wanted to get to a number of things that are quite important. Last Friday and Saturday, the G20, of course, met in Hamburg, and David Fisher is back with us on Money Mondays to discuss everything related to finances. David, good to hear from you.
Well, thank you, Kevin, for having me on your program again this afternoon.
The G20 did go down this last week. How did that impact us in terms of what they discussed and how it relates to the economy of the world?
Well, the main topic, Kevin, was climate change, and you know they call it, some people call it the G19 because all 20 nations historically have supported climate change, even as far as back as the Bush era. But President Trump has set his course into action a few months ago when we had the Paris Accord agreement in Italy, that he went the other direction. He's not supporting climate change, and he struck the same chord, and it was not a welcome tune in Hamburg, Germany. Most of the 19 countries, again, are all supporting climate change, and President Obama donated $3 billion towards climate change under his administration. That's just for that one topic alone in the G20. So it didn't go too well from that standpoint, and I hate to put a pencil on your knee, but the biggest thing, really what the news was talking about, was the big meeting between Trump and Putin, which went very well, and they outstruck a deal from ceasefire in Syria after the two-hour meeting.
Hey, look, I'm in favor of that. If we can calm the Syrian thing down, it looks like the Iraq army took Mosul yesterday as well. So that's a good day when ISIS is getting beat on all fronts. Okay, so let me ask you this: so we're not involved in climate change. That helps our economy, right? Because we're not going to be giving all those monies away to questionable enforcement methodologies.
I think it's, you know, if Trump follows through fully backing away from the financial support, the government's going to have more money. Hopefully they spend it wisely. And I think under President Trump's administration, that's his number one job, to make sure our money's going effectively.
Right.
And so this should help the economy, if anything. I know this doesn't spur on a lot of votes or support from people who believe in climate change and fossil fuel. But, you know, it's a give and take situation.
I agree with you. Okay, there's about 10 days until Congress takes their longer break. They just came back. They get more breaks than I've ever seen. In fact, David, I was talking with my wife on Sunday, and I was sending a note to my management because in August I broadcast from the other side of the country, and I was letting them know that I'm going, but I was adding up the vacation time I've taken. And outside of holidays, which everybody's allowed to take, in 2017, I've taken zero vacation days. And in 2016, I took five. These guys get like a week, like every couple of months they work. So Congress, they're 10 days away from their next break. What's the thing? Are they going to get a health care bill? And if they don't, how does that impact the tax reform efforts?
Well, I think everybody would just love to say, just give the nation what you give yourselves and give the time off. If you take it off, why can't we? But
exactly.
Unfortunately, Congress doesn't work that way. But the biggest thing is the health care bill. And they've not gotten much work done on this, unfortunately. And it looks like they're going to go in the next 10 days. Well, first of all, in the last 10 days, there has been several different items that have floated around. But nothing has seemed to stuck interest on the conservative or moderate side of the Republican. So that's the big problem that we have. So it doesn't look like they're going to pass a health care bill. According to what Congress is saying, President Trump is very hopeful that it will pass. Congress is the one that's working on it, so it doesn't look like that's going to happen. They got three other major things on their agenda, though, that they got to get passed till July, between now and July 28th, and then they come back after the summer break, after Labor Day. And those three other things are the tax bill, which they haven't gotten any traction on, a 2018 budget, and keep in mind, the budget that was supposed to be submitted for approval by April 15th,
right,
and they didn't even do that. So they're not getting much traction on that. And then the last thing is raising the debt ceiling, which is a major thorn in the countryside and our political leaders, obviously.
Well, and it's also something that is a good reminder as to why we should be protecting our portfolios, because every time they raise that, David, doesn't it make what we are investing in our 401ks a little bit more vulnerable?
Absolutely. In fact, there's, President, you've plenty, they bring up 401ks. There's an article, and I'm doing some research on this. They're actually maybe looking at the way of turning 401ks into Roth IRAs for tax purposes, not enough revenue coming to the country. So everything's on the table now.
Okay, David, hold on. Coming right back. It's Money Monday. Lots of stuff to get to. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. So glad that we are able to let you know that in a day in which there's such uncertainty in the economy, that some things are still dependable. One thing you can take control of is, for instance, the rate of your home or refinance loan, because right now they are still at some of the lowest in history. And it's certain that you'll be paying more if you wait much longer. The Federal Reserve just raised rates again, so now is the time to take action. My friends Mike Rakeman and Brian Sheely at the Intercontinental Capital Group are committed to finding you the lowest rates possible and to save you money. Mike and Brian do everything they can to help you, whether it's refinance or first-time purchase. Call Mike Rakeman and Brian Sheely at Intercontinental Capital Group and lock in a low rate today. 800-300-8919. That's 800-300-8919. Intercontinental Capital Group, licensed mortgage banker, equal housing lender, NMLS number 60134.
Okay, everyone, settle down. Now, instead of our usual morning report, I'd like to talk about what we should be doing to celebrate our 25th anniversary. You've all been doing great work, and I'd really like to give back and treat everyone to a killer party. Any ideas?
How about we all go bowling?
Anyone else?
A company picnic?
Ooh. Gotta do better than that, people.
I know, let's get a yacht and cruise around Manhattan and party all night.
Yeah,
that's a great idea, but where can we get a yacht?
Just call Fran's Touch of Class at 212-385-9400 and charter the Atlantis. Three decks, dance floor, state-of-the-art sound system, spotless restrooms, and the food and service is great. In fact, my niece's reception was there and it was unforgettable.
Fran's Touch of Class?
Fran will take care of everything. Just call her at 212-385-9400 or email her at events@franstouchofclass.com.
212-385-9400 or events@franstouchofclass.com. All right, people, let's make this happen.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You ever get frustrated trying to buy a car? How would you like to know for sure that you could beat any auto dealer price on any new make or model car with terms that are right for you and save time and never have to sit in a car dealership waiting room again? Buy the new car you're looking for now at the best price possible with my friends at the Vineyard Auto Group. And this is regardless of your credit history. They'll compare financing rates and insurance and explain so that you can easily understand all of it. Vineyard Auto Group cuts out the middleman, and that saves you time and money. And the Christian principles they've built their business on provide you added security. Any new make or model is available. So call Vineyard Auto Group at 866-965-AUTO or visit vineyardautogroup.com. That's Vineyard Auto Group, 866-965-AUTO or vineyardautogroup.com. That's 866-965-AUTO or vineyardautogroup.com.
Suffering from back pain? The Brooklyn Spine Center is here to help. Listen to Dr. Robert Zaloom, cardiologist, Lutheran Medical Center.
My story actually goes back 20 years. I remember one incident lifting a box of heavy books and something snapped in my back. I was in so much pain and almost desperate. I said, I got to try something. So I came here. They took me right away. And the first day I had a treatment, and I couldn't believe in just one session, I already had 50% relief of my pain. In 3 weeks, I was pain-free. It was, for me, a miracle.
Hi, I'm Dr. Keller, director of the Brooklyn Spine Center. Through non-surgical spinal decompression, we have been able to give our patients their lives back and offer them an alternative to painful injections or risky surgery. Please call us. If we can help you, we will tell you, and if we can't help you, we will tell you that too.
Say hello to the Brooklyn Spine Center and goodbye to pain. Call 718-475-9438 or brooklynspinecenter.com. That's Brooklyn Spine Center. When you need legal assistance, call Dan Buttafuoco and Associates. They'll show you care and compassion. 1-800-NOW-HURT. That's 1-800-NOW-HURT.
Happening in New York or across the globe. Learn why it matters first on Kevin McCullough Radio.
It's a Monday, and so we're talking about money. And because of the holiday, the markets were up and down and all around in the last couple of weeks. But David Fisher's back with us, and we always enjoy and appreciate his information. By the way, if you haven't gotten on his website, landmarkgold.com, and I would encourage you to do it. There is so much good information on there. about not only precious metals, but all kinds of other things. And he has a lot of these segments that he has spent with us archived there. You can go back and listen to past episodes. But LandmarkGold.com, a great resource if you are considering protecting your portfolio, which these current times, David, I'm thinking more and more about. This week, the Fed chairwoman, Janet Yellen, is speaking before Congress. There's a lot of speculation about what she's going to do to interest rates in the days to come. They haven't raised them as much as everybody thought they would have already. If she does it too quickly, that could have adverse ramifications. But talk to us about what you expect out of Janet Yellen in Congress this week.
Well, she's going to give her every 6 months, she gives a monetary report to Congress, and this is when it's scheduled. She is going to talk about a couple things. One, she's going to talk about pulling away the punch bowl. In other words, that's many people's terminology of the Fed withdrawing the incentive or the support to the stock market. It's called quantitative easing and the ramifications of that. She's also going to talk about how they're going to unwind their balance sheet. The balance sheet from the Fed is now $4.5 trillion compared to where it was 10 years ago. So they're starting to raise interest rates. They're not doing as aggressive as she said. So she's going to talk about interest rate, the retraction of the effects on quantitative easing, and also how they're going to unwind their balance sheet. Those are all things that we've never been involved in before in this environment post a 2008 pullback, or they call it a recession. So
right.
It's going to be very interesting. They're flying blindly, the Fed is, and the markets are tunely watching what she might say or do come the next 6 months of, to the rest of this year.
All right. In the last 7 weeks, you talked about almost every single week you were with us about a hedge fund manager or CEO warning about a coming crash. And this is something that I've tried to keep my eye on the news about. What's the latest, David? Are we hurtling ourselves closer to that kind of inevitable point?
Well, we're getting closer. Who knows when and what will cause it? The banks are in trouble in Europe. That could be the trigger point, not this time American banks. And that's one report that's coming out of the Bank of International Settlement. But also another hedge fund manager is coming out who runs a $3 billion hedge fund. He talks about, first of all, his name is Jason Karp. He runs Tourbillon Capitals, and he's saying that the stock market is seemingly endlessly making gains that don't even make sense, and it's now moved in eight-year territory of a market having not a correction. It's the second longest market on records without a correction. So he's saying I'd be very careful, and we look at like the NASDAQ and the tech rally that we've had, things are not making any sense when you configure the gains in the stocks are not in reflecting of the corporate earnings, but companies buying other companies like what Amazon
right.
has been doing.
Right.
So he's saying be warned that there is going to be a correction, and this one could be severe.
Well, okay. And that's taking place on a lot of different levels. I saw a cartoon this week, David. It was failed socialist states, and it had Cuba, it had the Soviet Union, it had something else, and then Illinois was the fourth, quote, state in the cartoon, with states that are in trouble, and Illinois is certainly one of them, and they've been as democratically run as can possibly be had in the last few. Are we on a collision course with more of American states heading towards bankruptcy, states that don't have enough money to carry out what their obligations are?
Well, add Connecticut to that, because you're going to hear about them coming up in the next week or so, probably this week even. What's happened is we've not fully recovered from 2008, and yet the financial commitments that states were obligated to, when the collapse happened, they haven't been able to make those payments, and it just keeps expounding since then. Now we have people on their pensions that are retiring, and the pensions are upside down. The Connecticut is down, has declined 45% in its taxpayer revenue from 2015 to 2016. So we're going to see a lot more of this happening. Don't be alarmed, but currently it's illegal or it's not a way legally where you can file bankruptcy in the state, but I wouldn't be surprised if they're going to even be talking about something like that.
They've been trying. They've been petitioning Congress for a while. Yeah. I hope that they don't, because it's not New York's fault if Illinois goes under. And Illinois needs to keep its business and take care of its business to itself. Friends, all of this is very much reasons why we talk all the time on Money Monday about protection of your own investments. And David has a number of resources. Changing Directions and Changing Times is one of his new white papers that will really enlighten you on the information of what's going on. But the thing that I really want you to understand is that under the Dodd-Frank Act, the government has the potential, if certain circumstances, if this crash happens that those CEOs and hedge fund managers are predicting, if that happens, the government can seize the monies in your portfolios if they are held in stocks and certain types of accounts. But if they're held in metals, there's a certain way that doesn't apply to you, and they can't seize your funds. And it's all detailed in the free report, The Coming Bail-In. It's the sixth edition. Please call and get a copy for yourself. You need it. You need to arm yourself with information. David, I know that I'm a little bit out of the norm, but I have equal amounts of cash reserves and metals reserves. And I've started doing this since like 2000, just because I felt like, well, I've looked at what gold and silver have done year after year, and I still haven't found a better investment in terms of the long term. But it really is important that we protect that stewardship, that investment that we've built our lives trying to have.
Well, you actually did very well in 2008. Not only did you have financial insurance, but you had a good investment for yourself. So that's where we're headed all over again. Those signs are here again.
Yeah. All right, friends, please, 844-604-2575. Call and get the information. There's no obligation with the information, but you can arm yourself and then make better decisions. And David's staff is really going to help you on that. 844-604-2575. 844-604-2575. You can also get online at landmarkgold.com and request the monthly newsletter. It's got stuff you need to know. 844-604-2575 or landmarkgold.com. Hi, Kevin McCullough. It's summertime, and I know there's nothing tougher than deciding what you want to put on your grill for that next big barbecue or even for dinner on a weeknight. I've got a perfect couple of products for you to try. The new unmistakable Latin flavor of Campesino Salami Especial and Jamonita Campesino. The Sabal Meat Products are the company that put these out. The Campesino Salami Especial is a favorite blend of meats and spices. Tastes great. It's high in protein, gluten-free. The Jamonita Campesino is also a blend of salami and ham, also delicious and high in protein. They're perfect for grilling, sandwiches, or even salads. You can find these and any other products of Sabal Meats at a supermarket near you, including BJ's, Costco, Jetro, Stop and Shop, and Sam's Clubs. Pick up Sabal Meat Products, and don't forget to listen to my show every Friday to hear the Sabal Meat Trivia Question of the Week, or head to am570themission.com for a chance to win a whole basket of these delicious grilling goodies. Remember, if you don't see their logo from the start, don't put it in your shopping cart. Sabal Meat Products, over 45 years of tradition and quality.
Buttafuoco and Associates has successfully won nearly $500 million in verdicts and settlements. Dan talks about representing Scott.
Scott's case was one of the most important cases my office ever handled. First of all, Scott was a true public servant. He was actually working as a state police officer when he was injured. He was riding an ATV on the dunes when it hit a defect that shouldn't have been there from an old snow fence. His ATV flipped over, he broke his neck, and he became a quadriplegic. The state offered $0 to settle this case, so it was all or nothing. We had to win this case, which we did in state court. The case settled for close to $15 million. The actual payout is closer to about $40 million, so Scott is set for the rest of his life with his family. The case was so important it made the front page of the Law Journal.
For a free evaluation of your case, call 1-800-NOW-HURT, 1-800-669-4878, helping accident victims rebuild their lives. Buttafuoco & Associates, 1-800-669-4878.
Prior results do not guarantee a similar outcome.
For life's aches and pains, choose Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. It works fast, and it's easy to use. Designed to work odor-free in all those remote areas. It works here. It's odor-free here. It works here. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Fast-acting, easy-to-use, odor-free pain relief for all those remote areas.
Available at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and other fine retailers.
What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. And friends, I would urge you, please go and get the information, 844-604-2575 or landmarkgold.com. David Fisher will he will work long and hard for you to help you make sure that you're protected, and his staff will do the same. And I would just the information is free. You can ask the questions that you need. They are going to tell you the truth every single time. I've observed David as a businessman, and he has the highest integrity. And I know that he will take care of you just as I represent him, because he knows how important it is that his reputation and witness all match what Kevin McCullough is saying. And I don't have people that I endorse that I don't believe in. And that's why I have personally given such strong support to David Fisher. Anyway, 844-604-2575. Get the free information, especially with the coming bail-in. That's the main one I want you to know about. How to protect your investment proceeds. And then also landmarkgold.com. You can sign up for the newsletter and get other information there as well. It's well worth your visit. All right. So this weekend, my friend, Pastor Dave Watson from Staten Island, sent me a text early Saturday morning. I kind of looked at it and was like, this is like 6:30 or whatever when he sent it to me. Dave, if that's not what time you sent it, I apologize for not telling the truth. That's what time it seemed like it got to, but I heard zzz, and I looked, and I was like, who's texting me at 6:30 on a Saturday? And there it was, a story from Dave Watson. Why the pregnant man in Britain had given birth to his daughter. I know it's like a circus, right? It's like something that's right out of the science fiction category of reading. But 1,666,000 media outlets within 24 hours had done a story on the pregnant man who gave birth to his daughter in Great Britain. The only problem is it's fake news. I wrote about it at thebingethinker.com. The title, Why the Pregnant Man Did Not Give Birth. Please read it and forward it to everyone you know. There was no British man, 21 years of age, that made history giving birth to a baby girl. There was a girl named Paige who grew up and changed her name to Hayden, started taking some puberty blockers and some cross-gender hormones, grew a beard and lowered her voice a little bit. But before she got any surgeries, she went to her doctor and said, I might want to have a child someday. Can I freeze my eggs? And the doctor said, no, if you're going to be a man, we would not encourage you to do that. So she said, okay, I'm going to pause. And she paused all that becoming a man stuff and instead got pregnant and had a baby daughter in the middle of June. And thus far has not returned to her transition process of becoming a man. Instead, Paige or Hayden, however you wish to refer to her, still has all of her female parts and still has her female DNA and still has her female hormones coursing through her body as she breastfeeds her daughter. Talk about fake news. If the media establishment can't get right whose sex actually gives birth to children, why should we believe them on anything related to Russia or Trump or anything else? And who's to say that she had a daughter? I'm Kevin McCullough.